This is Ozarks at Large. Wendy LaFay, Richard Burnett, and Ron Landis have many talents amongst the three of them. From minting coins, songwriting, to painting and belly dancing. But when they come together, they make up the Americana musical trio, the Sweetwater Gypsies. The Gypsies stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. Ron Landis is actually filling in for founding member Chek and Euphoria, who is touring in Europe at the moment. I began by asking Ron what it is like to be introduced as the extended fill-in.
Yeah, I'm the extra guy that got thrown in the mix. I love it, actually. I love playing with these. This arrangement. I like the material and the show. It keeps moving. It's fun to be part of. And, of course, I played with Chuck, the guy I'm filling in for. I played with him for a lot of years. He's an old friend of mine. So it felt real comfortable from the start. So, but I fill in for a lot of people around town, too. I'm kind of a handyman. I get called in to play for, you know, if some guy can't make it, I say, well, do you need a banjo, mandolin, dobro, whatever, and I'll fill in for the night.
So you're sort of the jack of all trades when
Yeah, and I keep pretty busy, and luckily I don't get a lot of, I haven't been double booked with so many bands I'm playing with. It works out pretty nice.
Well, you guys each have other endeavors. So what is it like to balance, you know, other performing, you know, other performances, maybe playing with other groups, and then playing with the Sweetwater Gypsies?
Works out easy. You just got to make sure you can be at one place at one time, at all times. So you got to make sure you book your performances. And sometimes you get stuck with not your whole band because some of your other members are doing the same thing. They go, well, we're booked that night. So,
all right.
Well, that's the great thing about the culture around here, musicians. Everyone kind of, you know, plays with each other, and it kind of morphs around a little bit, different projects. And everyone knows each other, and we all just kind of get along and
especially
have fun.
In Eureka Springs, there's so many good local music musicians there.
But it's pretty, you really got to keep a good calendar if you're going to be a creative type. Because I play with several different bands, and I sit in with a bunch of different ones on the washboards. Mm-hmm. And then I do so many other things, too, because I'm a fine artist, and I'm a belly dancer with the Violetta Lotus Burlesque Troupe. And, yeah, I keep so busy with all of those different things. It's pretty fun.
Well, Wendy, I wanted to ask you about belly dancing. You know, is there, I don't know, to me, the kind of bluegrass music that and folk music and kind of hillbilly music doesn't really go with belly dancing to me. But are there some similarities there with what you play and what you dance, how you dance?
Well, actually, I would say part of the reason why I'm such a good washboard player is because I've been doing percussion with my hips for years now. And I think bluegrass in particular goes very well with belly dancing because there's such a fast-paced I don't know. I just keep wanting to do shimmies to it, which is really fun. Lots of jiggling. There's lots of jiggling involved with all of that.
Well, so did you pick up the washboard after the belly dancing?
Yeah, I've been belly dancing for, I guess, almost 15 years now. When I lived in Taos, New Mexico, I had a couple of different troupes, and I was a belly dancing teacher, and I've had quite a few different belly dancing costume businesses.
Before we started recording, you were talking about the songs that you are getting ready to play. Mm-hmm. And I think, Wendy, you said hillbilly. But, Richard, how would you describe the music that you play? Bluegrass, folk,
well,
hillbilly?
The easiest way to say it is Americana music. And we're not quite folk or bluegrass, but we're into that genre. We're usually labeled as like a bluegrass folk band. But to me, we put blues, funk, a little bit of folk, a little bit of bluegrass, sort of, and it's easier just to call it Americana music, where it can kind of cover a lot of areas. We like to switch our genres. When we play shows, we like to switch the genres, anything from Motown to blues to folk to whatever the crowd might be into at the time. Then we might sing songs or a little bit.
All original stuff?
No, we don't do just all originals. We do a lot of originals, but we like to fit them in with other songs. But when we do other cover songs, we try to do cover songs that are not your well-known cover songs, like we're not going to do Brown Eyed Girl, I'm sorry. We're not going to do it. I guess we just like to mix it up as much as we can and sing obscure cover songs that most people wouldn't think of doing, I guess. So that's kind of like how we like to do things, I guess. Then add our originals. Just when you think people are listening, then you add your original in, you know?
Kind of throw them off a little bit.
Yeah, throw them off a little bit, yeah.
Well, Wendy, I have to ask about your washboard, because it doesn't look like just, I mean, it's not just a washboard. It looks like, you know, there's some other contraptions attached to it. You know, there's the bell.
I got all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Well, I picked it up at a yard sale on the way to a family reunion in Tennessee a few years ago. And then I've added all kinds of stuff. So I've got a cymbal that I can, I added a little jingle to it, so it sounds more, a little bit more like a snare, you know, with the jingly sound to it. I've got a bicycle bell that I got from the bicycle shop in Eureka Springs. And
it's tuned to C.
Well, that's the call bell, you know, like at a hotel. That one is tuned to C. And what else? Oh, I got a cheese grater, but, you know, you got to really be careful about that. You know, you have to. You can only go one direction when you're playing that. You have to play up. Otherwise, you know, it could be dangerous. So you have to be a trained professional.
But on the cheese grater playing.
It does come in handy on our breaks when we're making nachos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty useful.
We do love nachos. It's like
doesn't?
A pretty important part of our music. Yeah.
And then I have it all amped up. I have a pickup that's actually attached to the washboard, so I can plug it directly into the soundboard and get some nice sound. But my next step is I want to get some effects pedals and really funk it up. That's my next project with that thing.
Richard, how do you write songs for all of these instruments?
Pretty much I don't have to worry about any other instruments, just kind of like write a song, and they're going to add the flavor that I'm missing for it, you know? So, really, I never know when I'm going to write a song. Sometimes I can't just sit down and write a song. It either happens or it doesn't happen, but real excited about having other instruments put to it and see what they put to it. So, I don't know what it's going to sound like with other instruments until they play, and that's the fun of it.
Well, Richard plays everything, too, so I think probably... You've got it all going on in your head.
Sort of.
Subliminally.
I have no idea what you and Ron are going to sound like until I hear y'all. And it's always beautiful every time. I just really enjoy it. It makes your song that much better. Makes you like it better when you hear somebody put something to it, you know?
If it's done right. That's what my job is to do, is try to, if I can't add to it, I don't want to gunk it up and take away from it. You know, if I like to try to embellish what the vocalists are doing, complement it somehow. I see a lot of backup guys trying to do too many licks, throw so much in there, and it's not, that's, it may sound flashy and everything, but to me that's not quality music. It's a team effort, and you're all working together to create one sound.
All right. Well, will you play some songs for us?
Yes, ma'am. We'll love to.
We sure will.
All right, this is a song called A Good Day. We'll
Well, thank you.
All right.
I think it's a good day.
It is a good day.
Yeah.
It's always
thanks
a good
to you.
Day.
Yeah.
Well, it all makes me smile, but I mean, you dinged, Wendy, you dinged your bell early on, and it, yeah. That's fun.
Here's a song about fishing and a woman that left me one time. It can happen to anybody. It's called Wall-Eyed.
Wendy LaFay, Richard Burnett, and Ron Landis are the Sweetwater Gypsies. They'll be performing May 16th at the New Deli in Eureka Springs on that patio from 6:30 to 10:30, but you can catch them separately all over the region before then. Tomorrow, Richard will be performing at Foam Fest in Fayetteville, and Wendy will be belly dancing in the Eureka Springs May Fine Arts Parade at 6 o'clock. For more information, search Sweetwater Gypsies on Facebook. This is Ozarks at Large.